This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are at 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 9th of March. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria had a procedure operation yesterday in the hospital's home. Recuperating should be fine. And Dandy, I'm told, by the spies. And I guess the spy here is you, Jay, right? You're the spy?
Yeah, I reached out to see how she was doing. And she's hanging in there.
Good. All right. Today is National Barbie Day. Celebrating Barbie dolls. How about that?
Girl.
1959, Barbie debuted at the American International Toy Fair. I thought Barbie had been around longer than that, frankly. The real Barbie.
I don't know, but had wigs, didn't she? She like had no hair and came with three
wigs. Did you play with, both of you, Jay and Jennifer, did you play with Barbie dolls when you were?
Heck yeah.
You did.
Yes, I was a Barbie fanatic. I had the Corvette, I had the ice cream parlor, I had the house.
She had the best clothes.
Yeah,
and I was lucky because my grandma could sew, and I know it sounds kind of stinky to have your grandma sew you clothes, but she was really good at sewing me really cute clothes. So, yeah, I had a lot of Barbies and clothes and accessories.
They were the sole sponsor of the Mickey Mouse Club. I remember that when, at that time in my life, I kind of knew what was going on in the Mickey Mouse Club. I remember them being the sponsors. They have sold 1 billion Barbie dolls. Can you imagine? Think about that.
Barbie gets a bad rap. Like, I know she creates body image problems for girls because it's like impossible
only
to be Barbie.
Only in the politically correct.
Yeah, but you know what? She did a lot of stuff. Like, when I was growing up in the late 80s, you had her, she was an astronaut. She was a Western girl. She was a businesswoman. She ran an ice cream parlor. She was a rock star. I mean, she did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's a veterinarian.
So, I think she gets a bad rap sometimes.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the Barbie doll, the rollerblading Barbie? It was these rollerblades, but they had sparks that would fly out of them.
That's so cool. That's, I think, a little after my time.
Yeah, you think later, and it's like, oh, wait, that was really dangerous.
The cool technology that I had was Western Barbie, and if you pressed a button on her back, she would wink at you. That was about how I was rolling with the technology.
Yeah, I don't play in this conversation, folks, at all, because I don't remember my sisters playing with Barbie dolls. They probably did, but I don't remember seeing any of that stuff.
I know my grandpa used to go to garage sales a lot, and so he found me one of the original Barbie dolls, which came in a case. It was and that's what I was getting at. It was a bald Barbie, and it came with three wigs that you could put on, and it had like a case with clothing in it. So it came with like three outfits and three wigs. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I wonder how much these things are worth, the original ones. What are they worth at an auction or some show today?
If they're in the original packaging and not all beaten up, they're worth a lot. My grandmother used to give me the holiday edition Barbie, which came in this beautiful dress, and I always would want to take it out of the box, but she always told me to keep them. And I haven't gone through and looked to see what they're worth yet, but I'm sure they're probably worth a good amount, especially if they're in original packaging.
Yeah. Also, today is Unique Names Day. Is Dudley a unique name? My given name is Dudley. Is that a unique name? Or what would be considered a unique name these days? There are all kinds of strange names that are coming for children.
Well, are the unique names of today even unique anymore? Because, I don't know, I always think of, like, Apple, like one of Paltrow's.
Yeah.
Is that even unique, or is it now?
Or Rainbow. I feel like there's a lot of Rainbows. Like, Rainbow's not a unique name anymore.
Well, why'd you choose Mac? Mac isn't really, what's his real name?
Michael. Mac is, it's his initials. His initials are M-A-K, and so that's the nickname we went with.
Mac. Yeah, but he'll grow up with that. Kids will call him Mac.
Or he'll tell us that he wants to be Mike or Michael you know.
But he doesn't look like a Mike at this age anyway. He looks like a Mac to me.
He's a Mac. He's full on little Mac.
Kid.
Oh my gosh, he is so tall. He is 9 months old in a week and a half, and kid is already wearing 12 to 18 month clothes.
Wow, he's out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's good.
All right, well, congratulations.
Better than being a little string bean.
Yes, it is. All right, so we're trying to find Tucker. I'm not sure where how we're getting along. But oh, our phones don't work. Isn't that sweet? Great. All right, so we're not going to have Tucker. Is that what you're telling
me? We spare no expense on the technology around here. Right. Phones, who needs them? Light,
Okay, let's, I don't know, let me do a commercial because that get my mind off of where my mind actually is at the moment. Right, here it is. I'm going to clear my mind up by doing a little squirt into my nose. Wow, it really does. This stuff really does. You know, we play around a lot, and I tell you things. I won't tell you things about products that aren't true, but sometimes some things are more true than others, if you know what I mean. And this stuff really works. Now, just as I sprayed the clear up into my nostrils, I could feel my nostrils opening up. And it almost felt like I was, my mind, did it sound like I was clearer to you too, honestly? It's just, it's a really amazing product. Little bottle, X-L-E-A-R, clear. It's a nasal spray that alleviates congestion, gets rid of the bacteria, the viruses, a lot of contaminants that you are breathing in every minute, every moment of every day. The research with xylitol, which is the natural ingredient here, shows that this stuff can break up things better than anything else. And it's all natural. How about that? A lot of people are concerned about this being used better, more scientifically. Matter of fact, the folks at Clear are asking you to help them get the petition that the Center for Disease Control has right now. They're trying to issue guidance calling on Americans to use these sprays to combat the pandemic and how much healthier people would be, not just about a shot, but about something that's natural and normal in your body.
Told me to use nasal sprays not only to help prevent from getting the virus, but once you get the virus, to stop it from replicating because it replicates in your nasal passages.
Yep. So anyway, visit clear.com, sign the petition, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it, sign the petition. You'll like using this, and it'll be very helpful to you and your family. And this will put it more in the public view so that people can really see that they don't have to be afraid of going out of the house. Just bring this stuff with you, and it'll keep things clean and clear. Clean and clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal rate, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 33.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, 16 after the hour. Those of you who are looking forward to our conversation with Jonathan Tucker from Debris, the girls and I were just, they were talking.
I have a burning question, too. So
I know you do.
I'm just going to have to hold it.
You may have to hold it because he'll be gone in a few minutes and he may not be able to get through to us. Apparently, all the phone lines in Washington have just kind of melted. That's not good for what goes on at the White House. What happens, actually? What would happen under the circumstances? There's got to be a movie about this someplace because our main studio, Radio America, is in Washington. What?
That's the biggest threat. That's what, you know, and everybody went, oh, Trump's making Space Force. It's because if somebody sends, like, an EMT down and burns out everything that requires power, can you imagine what that does to our country? I mean, it shuts everything down.
Shuts everything down. Right.
And you think if it's a countrywide problem that it's going to be restored in about 20 minutes, like when you call your cable company or your electric company.
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I called the cable company last Friday night when I had no service on one of my TVs. I was on hold for 2.5 hours at Verizon, and then the line went dead. That's the kind of great service you get from them.
I told you guys on yesterday's show, I got a text message from my dad that said, be careful, you may not be able to go on the air today because my cable and internet's out. And they could warn you about it. And
it goes out. All that you have, yours goes out all the time.
Yeah, and they could warn you about it. Oh, my gosh. That's why I'm looking into getting solar and all kinds of things just to have backup because it is so irritating.
Yeah, right. That's smart.
The White House says it has to work more to discourage illegal migrants from coming to the U.S. Yeah. What do you suppose? Okay. They opened the door, and now they don't know what to do with it because they all thought, this is
reversed,
great.
They reversed all the Trump policy, which was actually working and had been working because Trump was challenged with this, too. It's not like he was, you know, not challenged. In 2019, there was the same kind of crisis. But at that time, Democrats were calling it a crisis, and Trump dealt with it, and he put these new restrictions in place and worked with Mexico, imagine that, to come up with the deal to handle it. The Biden administration comes in. They have a problem that's either the same or worse now in the numbers than Trump had, and they're calling it a challenge, not a crisis. It's like, let's deal with it, because you've got kids stacked in cages right now, and you've got people coming into this country without COVID tests and all kinds of things, kinds of issues.
All right, so we didn't pay much attention yesterday to International Women's Day. I noticed that Biden signed a bunch of orders, executive orders, aimed at more gender equality. Is that what we need? I asked that question because I don't really know. I mean, it's not something as a person who does this for a living, I think I'm pretty aware of a lot of the problems that we have in society. And we were just, as a matter of fact, Jay and I were just talking a few minutes ago, Jennifer, about the inequality when it comes to women suffering more after they get the shot than men do, the COVID shot. There seem to be more women having a problem. I don't know if that's about, that's just about the physical makeup. I think there's a real huge push on gender equality. I certainly feel it. Don't the two of you feel like we're working in this direction? It's too bad that it's a reality.
I think we have been since I was growing up, certainly. And I think, unfortunately, the unintended consequence is that we're not raising strong men anymore. And that the emphasis
is on
raising strong women. And I think that creates a crisis.
So how do we then make this equal? How do we equalize all of this stuff? That seems to be, you know, the real problem here. How do we find equality? It's very disconcerting, frankly, for me. I don't like it. The equality comes in the sexes and race and all of that stuff. It's very disconcerting. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now, and our focus on the trending stories and social media. I don't know, how do we? Well, we're gonna have to do a couple of quick things here, and then I want to get let's see how to define these two things, because I think a lot of people put them together because they don't really know the difference between if it's trending, is it going to be all over social media or not? Where it is, what's the right fit here? We'll get to that right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To the bottom line here on the DJV program, what's trending versus social media. So you have been schooled in this. You came up in it. That's one of the reasons that I wanted you to be on the program, is because you're so familiar with all of this. And there's a technology that goes with it, as well as ideas. There is a way this all works, right? So spend a minute just explaining, if you will, a little bit from what's trending to social media. If it's trending, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on social media.
No, it does. Sometimes. It does. It is the same thing.
Yeah.
So what's trending? It's all the hot topics, the news, what people are talking about, what the stories, the reading, the headlines, and what's trending is typically on Twitter, Facebook, social media, and then also whenever we talk about what's happening on social media, that's where you can engage and give your thoughts on all of the trending stories on DJV Show socials, and that's our handle, DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, so what are people responding to today? What are you following there? Is it Bruno Mars? Is it Meghan and Harry? brawl at the Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest trending, the viral video going around right now is that brawl at Bath and Body Works that happened in Arizona where there was this disagreement. Somebody cut in line. They weren't wearing a mask. They were standing too close. And the video kicks off where one of the employees starts, I mean, it's like a full physical contact fight between an employee and then one of the disgruntled customers. And then other employees jump in trying to break it up, but they end up being part of the brawl. One of the funniest trending stories, I have to say, in my opinion, this is all over Twitter right now, but there is a bounty. It is Bigfoot season. And there is a bounty on Bigfoot with stipulations and rules on his approved capture. So if you capture Bigfoot, you could get $2.1 million in Oklahoma.
Where? Who put the money up? Who would be crazy enough? What are they going to do with make a movie out of? What? Bigfoot has been something since I was a kid. There's been talk about it's like Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. They've been around since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So Bigfoot. And so what? And what's the origin of Bigfoot?
And is there just one Bigfoot, or is it a family of big feet? Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey recently put forth the plan suggesting lawmakers earmark $25,000 for anyone who can bring in Sasquatch, and it rolled into $2.1 million. The stipulations are that you must capture Bigfoot alive, and you cannot injure anyone else in the process, and you cannot break any laws as well. That's a big trending story right now.
All right. Also trending is that California has said Disneyland can open up the 1st of April. The only reason they're doing that is because there's a new recall.
Yeah, Disneyland and other amusement parks are permitted to reopen April 1st, but Disneyland has not announced if they will open April 1st or not, but they can do so at 15% capacity.
There's a huge surge in airplane reservations, too. It's 28 past the hour.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? Don't let the banks bully you. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the endless cycle. Get free of credit card debt, timeshares, signature loans, and even internet loans. Call now at 800-832-2366 to see if you can qualify with no obligation and how you can receive a free book written by our CEO, The Debt Dietitian. For over a decade, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Start saving money now and avoid bankruptcy. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now and get your free copy of the book, The Debt Dietitian, at 800-832-2366.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Congress looks to finalize passing the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package, questions surround who exactly will be receiving a stimulus check. The White House claimed the $1,400 direct payments would begin to go out by the end of the month. However, eyebrows are being raised over new details which show prison inmates and illegal immigrants would get taxpayer money. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas sounded the alarm over where American taxpayer dollars are going.
This amendment before us today provides that the stimulus check should not go to illegal aliens in this country. The question for the American people to answer is, should taxpayer money be sent $1,400 to every illegal alien in America?
Two German shepherds belonging to President Biden and family were returned to Delaware last week after aggressive behavior at the White House involving major biting White House security. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Biden administration continues to deny the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Republican Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw on Fox News says President Biden's actions are to blame.
Look, only about 10% of people asking for asylum have a valid asylum claim. So when you disincentivize that, say, hey, okay, fine, wait and adjudicate your claim in Mexico, well, people don't tend to come across. But when you tell them, look, we're not going to deport you, might even give you asylum, and we're definitely going to release you, give you a COVID test and a bus ticket anywhere you want, you're going to get a huge influx of people.
Mr. Crenshaw's district includes parts of northern and western Houston, Texas. The publisher of Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's book on leadership has stopped all promotion of the book, the New York Times reported Monday. Cuomo published a book titled American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic in late 2020. A representative for the book's publisher, Crown Publishing Group, told NYT that it had no plans to promote or reprint Cuomo's book due to the ongoing scandals, primarily his administration's cover-up of nursing home deaths put into motion by Cuomo's mandates. NASA's newest Mars rover hit the dusty Red Road last week, putting 21 feet on the odometer in its first test drive. The Perseverance rover ventured from its landing position Thursday, 2 weeks after setting down on Mars to seek signs of past life. The roundabout back-and-forth test drive lasted just 33 minutes and went so well, more driving was done on Friday and Saturday for the six-wheeled rover. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is 34 after the hour now on the Tuesday, March 9th edition of the DJV program. I am Doug Steffen. She's clap. She's Jay Kirshner. All right, so all the phones in Washington, D.C. and the metro seem to be dead. I don't know where that's going to go. Our originating network, Radio America, is in Washington, and they are the conduit through which all of us come together. As you know, this program is put together. It's the most difficult radio show in the country to do because there are so many different components. We are all over the place, literally. I'm in outside of Boston in Framingham, Mass. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Jay is down in Nashville. It sounds like we're all in the same room. It's kind of the virtual world that we live in now. It's more easy. It's easier to understand how this all works because we've been doing Zoom and people having meetings with folks all around the country, if not all around the world. So it's more, I think it's a difficult task for us to put this together every day, but it's, you know, it just is what it is. And so we work our way through stuff like this, and as long as we can keep talking and as long as there's some connection to reality, we're okay. Speaking of that, the Medical Board of California is investigating a plastic surgeon, Jay, who appeared in a video conference for his traffic violation while he was operating on a patient. All right? You want to put that in your noggin and figure this out?
Yeah,
this guy,
wait, what?
This guy was charged with a traffic violation, so he had to go to traffic court, and they're doing it on Zoom. And he's in his operating room operating on a woman's breasts while he's in traffic court. So you can...
That's just wrong.
Dr. Scott Green from Sacramento was in Sacramento Superior Court last Thursday, and the court being held virtually because of the coronavirus, obviously. So he's in his operating room, dressed in his surgical scrubs, with a patient undergoing the procedure just out of view. So you can't, you can hear her and the people, the nurses and stuff, but you can't see her on the operating table.
Was she awake or like in a twilight or was she fully out?
I didn't get that. I mean, what happens when you breast reduction surgery? Do you go, you got to be knocked out,
I would
out,
think
right?
You're fully under, yeah. I would be so mad if I was this woman. Like, no, you have one priority. You do not multitask during a surgery.
It's so bizarre. People are so bizarre. The judge says, hello, Mr. Green. Are you available for trial? And it kind of looks like you're operating. Is what the video says. I am, Judge. Yes, I'm in the operating room right now, but I'm available for trial. Please go ahead. And Mr. Green was reminded that the proceedings were being live streamed because traffic trials are required by law to be open to the public. Green said he understood that, and he continued to work with his head down while he and the judge had their conversation.
Wow. Good. The medical board has to be on this guy. Like, they have to go after this. There has to be some level of investigation.
Begin to imagine that that's where the world has gone under the circumstances. It is more every day. All right, so we were supposed to have Jonathan Tucker, the star of the new hit TV series Debris, with us, but because we can't make our comment, you know, we can't make a connection, so I'm sure he's trying to do it when we were talking to him on the phone. I can't put him on the phone with the phone and the microphone because you wouldn't be able to hear him. But he was in a makeup chair getting ready to shoot. I don't know how many people have seen this. You watched the show, right? You've seen
it. Yeah, it's great. I watched it last week, the premiere. I actually stayed up for it. This week I had intended to DVR it and watch it later today, but I ended up staying up last night and watching it just because it's really good. And there's so many different twists and turns where
you're trying
to figure things out, and then it's like, wait, that came out of left field. What?
Yeah, right. I'm trying to figure out, my question, Jennifer said she's got one for him. I want to know how they got that big pile of metal that was in the, you know, how the metal was all brought into a circle around the town. We should be able to give this stuff away, though, now, right? The night after, or should we give it a 24-hour
cycle? Well, no, because it was on so late. I feel like with movies, you need to at least wait the full weekend, give people a chance. And then with TV, because it's, you know, you have DVR, you got to give 24 hours. Because how many people didn't have a chance to watch it last night? They haven't had a chance since last night. I mean, it's...
Right.
There's still some people. Give it a full 24 hours.
Okay. All right, we were talking about the divorce settlement with Kanye and Kim. There is a, believe it or not, there are five different websites that analyze what it costs to destroy a marriage. Listen to this. The average cost to the average person who gets divorced, guess how much you think it is? Take a guess, Jay.
On average, $200,000.
Nope. Keep going. Higher.
On average? Dang.
Yep.
Half a million?
Yeah. No, higher than that. Keep going.
How much money does the average person have?
Well, it depends on how you look at the assets. But apparently, there's a judge in North Carolina who had his clerk do some research on this. And there's all kinds of things that you can charge your husband or your wife with: cheating, alienation of affection, what is it, unreconcilable differences, all of that stuff. Anyway. The fact that it's like $750,000. Matter of fact, this was the court case. This guy who sued his wife for divorce because she was cheating on him. It cost him $750,000, for which he sued the other man who was cheating with his wife. In other words, he spent all this dough to get a divorce, and then he sued the guy who caused the divorce, and he got the $750,000 out of the other guy.
That's astounding.
How about that?
That's astounding.
I wonder if there is such a thing. You can be liable in some states for damaging the marriage. That is, if you decide you're going to cheat with another man's wife or another woman's husband, then in some states, and I'm trying to get the list of states, it's not all states, but in some states, you are liable. So let's say you're fooling around with somebody. I'm not going to personalize it here, but just, you know, we all know somebody who's been through this, right? We all know someone who has, you know, been unfaithful. If that's not what you, you know, some people don't mind it. They have open marriages. But for the most part, people like to know that their lives are not being ruined by somebody else. You know, sometimes you got to look at yourself in the mirror as to why things fall apart. But anyway, in this circumstance, the judge said this man was interfering. He called it, and I've heard this before, tortious interference with the marriage. And so the husband is entitled to big punitive financial damages, and that's what this one particular guy got, $750,000, for this guy ruining his marriage.
That just does not seem right, because that guy, I mean, I'm not justifying it, cheaters are cheaters, and you should stay out of other people's marriages to begin with, but that guy did not take vows to be in that monogamous marriage. That the fact that he could be sued and he lost that lawsuit is astounding.
When you look at the interference, though, I mean, how many hearts have been broken by this sort of thing? Think about it that way. How many families torn apart by it? How much do the children suffer, you know, in the finances, if you're working on a tight budget and somebody decides they want to play around?
And then looking at child support or lack
exactly.
of child support.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff. I think the family being shattered is a big, I think children suffer a lot.
You have to wonder, was the family already shattered before? Because if somebody's cheating or having an affair, there's usually underlying issues going on already in that relationship.
Yes, it's not a pleasant place to be. I think in those circumstances, I remember what it was like growing up in my family. I got divorced when I was very young, got married when I was very young, and learned a lot from the experience. I didn't have a clue. I loved my wife, or at least I thought I did at the time, and she loved me, and I knew that she did because she was always very sweet and kind to me, but she didn't get what life, and neither did I. I mean, what the hell do you know? I don't know how old you were when you got married, but what do you know when you get married these days, or even back then? This was, 50 years ago. When you're 21 or 22, what do you know about
life? You're still trying to figure out who you are, even.
Exactly.
That's just tough.
And then I'm reminded when I say that of the, 100 years ago, the average person lived to be 45, 50 maybe. And so we see they got married. A lot of people got married when they were 14, 15 years of age, started having baby. Can you imagine, put yourself back to when you were 14 or 15. Can you imagine being somebody's mother at that age?
I'm pretty sure I was still trying to hide the fact that I played with Barbie dolls at 14.
Really? Well, how many pimple-faced kids are there around that have that experience? It's just, kind of beyond the beyond.
Yeah, and now people are having babies later, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, my daughter is an example. She had, in vitro, there were two eggs were fertilized, and one of them, kind of lost, and there is a whole philosophical thing about that. You know, there was two souls that wanted to come in at the same time, and one of them decided not to come in. You know, if you believe in that sort of thing, and I frankly do, there's another soul out there wanting to come in. And now, how does that soul, if it has decided to come back in, how does it find its way into a circumstance that was similar to the one that didn't happen when Miles came along? You know, but anyway, Megan was 40 when she had Miles. And they've been trying for a couple of years, and finally, you know, with the in vitro, it worked. But 40. That, can you imagine you having a baby when you're 40?
Nah, I'm not far off of it. I might be having a second at 40.
Okay, well, we'll hold on to that thought then. All right, 46 after the hour. Speaking of holding on to a thought, the one thing that you can do to feel more connected to who you are is to be more connected in reality to who you are. Are you in touch with your body? Do you feel good about your body? Or are you on that kick that so many people are on since COVID? We got to lose weight. You see so many, I was in a restaurant. It amazes me sometimes to look at families and how big the husband is and how big the wives are. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I think sometimes people do. And sometimes people are clueless. I was in the airport the other day. I was looking at this family, these fat kids and the fat mother and father. I mean, the mother was really, does that sound sexist if I say that, Jay? The mother was just really fat.
I mean, you're calling the entire family fat, so I don't think it's necessarily that sexist. You're equaling it out.
Thank you. All right, let's fix the problem. Get healthy with Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. It's available in stock right now at toploss.com. It's a fabulous challenge. You get, by the way, you can buy 4 months and get 4 months free. 8 months, get 8 months free. And as we have been the spokesperson for Calitrin for the past 4 years, it's kind of an interesting way to watch the progression of people using it and the success that they have. Look online for daily deals, too. They have them, sort of surprise deals. They'll send you an email if you're buying the product so you can keep up to date with that. Calitrin, just a wonderful way to protect yourself, utilizing the proteins and the enzymes that are in there, formulated by a doctor and three nurses some 23, 24 years ago. Calitrin will ensure your very best results when it comes to weight loss. So use it for support. If you're on a weight loss program, stay with it, and then use this after you're done with the practical side of it for another 4 to 6 weeks. I've just stayed on it forever because I like the way it does. It fixes my skin. There's nothing better for your skin as you get older than collagen. We used to, that's why our skin felt so elastic when we were younger, because the collagen made it feel that way. And you get older, your body's not producing the collagen, so you got to supplement it. And then, you know, maybe keep your skin from getting all wrinkled as you get older. It's an important thing to consider. Lots of important things to consider with this product. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV for great bargains on the purchase of this fabulous product.
Equivocation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Understanding philosophical fallacies is critical for figuring out whether or not your arguments are logical or simply rooted in belief. Equivocation is the philosophical fallacy that occurs when the same word is used with two or more different meanings. For example, success can mean many things. What one person considers success just simply isn't what you might define as success. The solution? Well, at least in this case, clearly define what success is to you, and then go after it like your hair is on fire. You have one life, and this, today, right now, is your opportunity to seek your success. Don't get caught up in a logical fallacy. Unequivocally, go after what you want. For inspiration, motivation, and personal growth, download Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three past the hour now on the VJV program, the movie moments portion of the program with Jay and I going through all of the exercises because Chucker has a business meeting going on at the moment. So I'm I'm looking at the preview of a Snoop Dogg movie. I don't even begin to understand why anyone would want to see a Snoop Dogg movie, but we're gonna flail around in that in a moment here on the DJV movie moments program. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. All right, so Snoop Dogg, very busy fellow. Do you think this is appealing if I talk about Snoop Dogg? How much of our audience, Jay, do you think is interested in Snoop Dogg? You've seen the commercial for Corona beer, right, that he does on the beach?
Yeah, I would think that even if you're not interested in Snoop Dogg, you at least know who Snoop Dogg is.
Right. Oh, I think people know who he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a number of upcoming movies, got a talent show. Apparently, he's in the Addams Family 2 is scheduled to come out this fall? What do you know about that? The Addams Family, is that something?
Is that the follow-up to the recent one, the cartoon version they did? I never saw it.
I think it must be because, you know, that's how that would make sense, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, I see him, and I don't see an appealing character. And it has nothing, he kind of reminds me of, although people, this is maybe inconsistent, because I like Willie Nelson, and he's always high on something. And Snoop Dogg is cut out of that same cloth. He's always high on something, or at least, or is that just the image? Kind of like the old days, Ed McMahon everybody thought he was a big drinker, and he wasn't really at all, but it was the image that was portrayed. So does that help to sell Snoop Dogg? Does that help to sell Willie those identities?
It might. I just love the friendship between Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Yes.
I think that is like the best thing ever to come out of the...
It is fun. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of focus on foreigners being in movies, and I don't know how to define that. I think because there is such there's a concern about the Chinese getting involved in the movie business. You see them pouring a lot of money into Hollywood, buying a studio. They have a lot of money. If you look at some of the more recent, like The Meg, did you see that movie? It looked awful. And one of the reasons I didn't see it is because it was produced by a Chinese company. But did you see the Jason Statham movies? I think last...
Yeah, Jason Statham. It was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Why? It was scary, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was kind of like more action-based than scary for me. Horror films are my favorite genre of movie. So,
no.
I mean, yeah, so you, that and then anything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, those are what I really love. But The Meg, I just thought the way they did everything and how big and the shark was, it was incredible.
So, but what's the point of those movies other than to scare the hell out of people? And is
entertainment.
That,
some people find
But how can you be entertained if you're scared? I've never understood that.
Well, it's the same way as when people, like during Halloween season, people go to haunted houses because they like, people like being startled and scared. And I think horror films are some of the best comedies. They're so cheesy that some of them are just not even, if you can take out the pop out at you fear part, they are funny.
How can I then? I've never been able to stomach, maybe this is about me, a movie that has a chainsaw cutting people up into pieces and, you know, the gore of putting somebody through a grinder and seeing the bits of their body spit out.
Not your cup of tea, not your bag.
I don't even know why people find that amusing or entertaining. It just leaves me cold. But anyway, back to the number of foreigners. The Chinese are trying to push a lot of Asian actors into American movies. I wonder if that's a new experience. You know, Jackie Chan, we've all loved him over the years, thought he was pretty cool, but he's apparently a plant now of the Chinese government. And so
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.